This is TWiT.
So last week, I think, I talked about file management. I've since written about photo management, which is, it was interesting to me, even though I lived through it, to realize I did the same thing with photos I did with files, and then it changed over time because of cloud storage, right? So back in the day, especially before we had digital cameras or cameras and smartphones and so forth, the only way to get a computer into a photo into a computer was to scan it, and then you have the problem where all the metadata for that thing is from the time that you scanned it, not from the date that the photo was taken. So there's a lot that kind of goes into tagging and getting the metadata correct if you can, and then organizing it and so forth. But it's interesting to me that my old photos are all very like OCD, like, you know, there's a folder with the year, there's a folder with a year-based name for whatever the event is. They're all alphabetically and chronologically in order in the folder. And, you know, as you import the photos, you name them a certain way, and hopefully that helps you find things. But, you know, since 2013, when I got the Nokia Lumia 1020, I've been using smartphones for photos. And that changes things dramatically, because now you can back up automatically to the cloud. And I have, you know, I do that to OneDrive and Google, but that's my own choice. I mean, people could choose Amazon or Dropbox or whatever you want to use, I guess, obviously. But that stuff seems to work well for me. So once again, Mary Jo, I'd like to put you on the spot, because I'm curious. You don't seem like the type of person who would have spent any time scanning in old photos.
I don't mean to overgeneralize, but...
Yeah. Nope, you know me very well.
Really? You don't believe in that, huh?
No, when I looked at Paul's post on this again, I was like, are you kidding me?
Right.
So here's my photo management strategy. I don't have one at all. Like, even less than my document management strategy.
Shocking.
I take photos on my smartphone and I upload them to Google Photos. Mm-hmm. Well, I just have it automatically upload to Google Photos.
Yep.
Sometimes I back this up to OneDrive. Sometimes I don't. I don't have any old photos. Like, if you came into my apartment right now, there are no photos in my apartment of people anywhere in here, except for the one photo my niece makes me keep on the table of her wedding. But other than she's like, you have that photo still, right? It's out, isn't it?
You know,
like,
does she come over a lot?
No, when she does, though, she's like, okay, good. It's still here. You didn't throw it away. So I'm not a big photo person. The other members of my family do a lot of photo uploading and scanning, and they always are finding embarrassing new photos of all of us as kids and posting them on Facebook,
great.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't really care that much about photos.
Yeah.
I don't really care that much about photos, and it's terrible. I should care more.
No.
Like, I have so many photos of when I went to Japan, and I've never looked at them since I've come back ever.
Wow.
Like, never.
Too busy?
No, just, I don't know. Like, I just don't think about it. I just never think about it. I don't know.
It's not her thing, man.
It's really, you know, like, everybody else in my family, I feel like likes to document things in photos a lot, and they care a lot about having photos, like, oh, let's take pictures. And I'm like, really? Okay. I just don't think about it that much.
I do wonder with my kids, because they grew up with me, unfortunately for them, you know, there are probably 10,000 photos of each of these children, you know, and will they ever want those, you know? And I bet they'll want 3 or 4 of them.
My mom's always saying that to us. Come and get all these pictures I've got in the house. I don't want them.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't you want some of these? I'm like, no. What am I going to do with them?
Right. You know, in a way, I know I do all this. And Paul, I do all this. And I have close to 100,000 photos.
Wow. Sure. Do you really?
Well, but here's the bad news. Nobody... After I'm gone, nobody's going to look at those.
That's true. By the way, that is true, except for one thing. So I mention this from time to time. A couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, whatever it was, we got one of those Google smart displays, Lenovo, but running on Google Assistant. Don't use it for anything, right? Other than it's a photo slideshow.
That's what I use it for. And
So Google Photo, all my photos are in Google Photos. You basically make it's like a smart folder, virtual folder or something. And it's the one I chose was just our family, like everyone in our family. And I put our pets in there because I know that people, you know, my wife or my kids will like that. But, and it sits there all day and it rotates through pictures from our entire life, you know. And there are photos. It's a source of conversation. We'll be standing there in the kitchen doing something, and some photo will come up, and Stephanie will say, "Do you have any idea when that's from?" And I usually do, but you can ask it when it's from or where it was taken or what date it was taken, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And what I'm hoping is that my kids, because they're exposed to this, they may want that, you know, somehow. Yeah. And yeah. That I can give them this digital dump of all these photos. And yeah, you know, do my kids want pictures of, you know, when I was a teenager or something? Yeah, probably not, right? I mean, why would they? But you know, it's there if they want it. And
no, I feel like I'm weird. I feel like I'm weird and that I don't care about this, because I think most people do care, and that people really love looking at older photos and like all that. Like the one thing I have a million photos of, not surprisingly, are my cat Sriracha, but
and beer glasses. But I'm not suggesting
not beer goggles, folks. Beer glasses. No. There's a difference.
Exactly.
But did I say goggles?
No, she did. She said glasses. But I wanted to be very clear what we were talking about.
I mean mugs.
Mugs is better.
Glasses full of beer. Yes. So yes. I mean, I feel
Steins.
If you had this and it was your photos. Or your family's photos or something. I bet you would enjoy that.
You know, a handful. Yeah. So a handful.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Yeah. You and really, this is the problem. I don't know, Paul, how good you are at pruning. But
let me tell you the hilarity that occurs every time a picture of me with a former girlfriend comes up.
Oh, you're not good at pruning at all.
My wife is making dinner.
So
it's hard sometimes because the queries that result in the photo slideshow, because there's like 20,000 photos in this thing. Are just based on, like, I'm in the picture, so it could be something stupid, right, from the past. I suppose I could cut it down or whatever. You can do a better job. But, yeah, I mean, I because I set it to only show people, like, in our family and then the pets, it's somewhat pruned, right? There isn't going to be, like, a blurry halfway side shot of, like, a curb or something because there's no person there. So at least it's pruned in that way.
Yeah. I just feel like really all my kids are going to want is about a dozen photographs.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah,
me too. Yeah. Not 100,000.
Well, here's the 100,000. You can pick the 12.
Yeah, you pick the 12. There's one section. I guess I brought a camera to one of Henry's high school lacrosse games. But there's 500 pictures of Henry playing lacrosse.
Oh, man. Yes.
And I'm sure one or two of those he'll want.
Yeah, or epic.
Yeah.
Or epic. You know? But the rest, and it really would, maybe when I retire, I'll spend some time going through.
I know, it takes so much time to manage it.
It's a lot of work. Right? Well, that's what Paul's talking about.
It is. It's never any work. And one of the problems with the work is that it's
thankless.
Requires time and effort.
It's,
you know,
thankless.
Like in my case, I take pictures of laptops and phones. So interspersed with my personal photos are nonsense shots of nothing. Right. So shots that have to be rotated, or shots that have to be correctly tagged so they have the right date, mm-hmm. right? Not maybe the date they were scanned or something.
Yeah.
You could turn this into a career if you could find out a way to monetize it. I mean, you could just do it forever.
Yeah, totally. Right. I'm just scared when Google changes the limit on Google Photos, which is coming up. What I'm going to have to do.
Their prices are so reasonable for storage. I have no concerns there.
Doesn't matter.
By the way, if you have Amazon Prime, or Amazon has unlimited photo storage.
Oh, okay.
Photos there. You know, OneDrive, terabyte should be enough
more
storage
than
for
enough.
Anybody. For the rest of it, for some time. But you can buy extra storage there too if you want.
Okay.
All right. I love it. In the notes, it says, let's look at photo management. And Paul writes that, and then he writes, MJ? ?
And there's nothing there.
Yeah. Mary Jo, just write no.
If Mary Jo,
I was just
going to
put, like,
me.
Really? I was going to put really?
Yeah. So she never talked about it with me, but I put it there because if she didn't want to talk about this, she could have told me, and I wouldn't have ever thrown it in her direction.
No.
Right. I just laugh because we're the opposite ends of the spectrum again on this. Like, we're the odd couple. We're Felix
But that's actually part of the reason I wanted you to talk about it. Not to make fun of you or whatever. Although, obviously, I'm always online for that.
Obviously, you will in the future.
But. Yeah. No. But I mean, no, because we do approach these things very differently. And I think
we do.
I think it's interesting just to hear how different people do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no strategy. You have an OCD strategy. It's the full spectrum.
I think we can all agree I have some problems. So I'm working through
them. You do. Mm-hmm. But you know what? At least you know where all your files are. They're right where you left them.
They're right where I left them.
Thank God. Three different places, geographically diverse.